T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. B. Mitchell Finley is presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. Let's go to the BetQL guest line. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com.
All right, we are excited to bring in Josh Gerben. Josh, how you doing, man? Thank you for joining us today.
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So if you can, you sent off a series of tweets earlier today. You can follow Josh at Josh Gerben, G-E-R-B-E-N, that brought to light some trademark stuff that we had heard about going way back when they were trying to find a name in the first place. If you can just explain to our listeners what the news is, and then we'll get to kind of what could happen next.
Sure. The headline today was that the Washington Commanders trademark application that they filed for the new team name was initially refused by the USPTO. And so what that means is at this point, the applications will stop and the Commanders will have an opportunity to essentially appeal these decisions or work with the companies who own the trademarks that are blocking their applications.
Okay, so why was the Commanders trademark blocked, and what is the next step?
Sure. Well, there's basically two different companies out there that own trademarks that the USPTO thought were too close. The first is there's an entertainment company out there that looks like a sponsorship of a college game that happens once a year called the Commanders Classic. This game is a college game between the Army and Air Force teams, and there's a trademark registered for Commanders Classic for this football game. And so the USPTO said, hey, look, we think that because there's already this football game called the Commanders Classic, it could, you could have a conflict with a team name called the Commanders. The other reason is that there was a gentleman in the D.C. area here named Martin McCauley who famously filed for a whole slew of different trademarks around what he thought might be a new team name for, at the time, the Washington football team, now the Washington Commanders. And it so happens that two of his applications here were cited by the USPTO. He had filed for Washington Space Commanders and Washington Wolf Commanders, and both of those applications were cited by the USPTO as potentially barring the registration of the Washington Commanders mark. I say potentially because Mr. McCauley's registrations have not yet issued. His marks are still, in fact, pending themselves. So it's a bit of a technical process there that has to unfold to see if Mr. McCauley's trademarks would actually register as well.
Is it possible
that
had gotten all those trademarks, but is it possible that they go back and this could go through again? Or will it's no chance that it'll just that they would have to change up something?
No. So with this the headline is the applications were initially refused. The back end of it is a trademark application is a legal process. And so much like any other legal proceeding, there's an appeals process and there's things that can still happen. A lot of things that can still happen before the USPTO would finalize any refusal here and say, no, Washington Commanders, you're not going to get your trademarks registered. In fact, just being somebody that has worked with trademarks for a long time, I look at the refusal that was issued, and I think that the Commanders would have actually a pretty good chance of overcoming this in some form or fashion. As I mentioned, there's an ability to appeal the decision in the first place. There's also an ability to go to the other owners of these trademarks and try to work something out, whether it be a coexistence agreement with these other trademark owners or even buying out the rights that they may have in these trademarks. So there's a number of things that the Commanders could do And I would say this is far from the end of the story. It is sort of the beginning of a story, if you will, as far as trying to get the USPTO to approve these trademark applications.
Dude, what? It took them 2 years to announce this name.
Yeah.
What were they doing during that time? Like, why is this all happening now? Or is this, or to be fair, is this just the pace with which these things transpire?
Sure, sure. I understand this looks to be very on brand for the team as far as things not going correctly. However, I will tell you that from a trademark process, this is a little bit par for the course at this point. There are more trademark applications filed with the USPTO now than ever before, far and away more, hundreds of thousands a year more than there usually were even 10 years ago. So it's a very crowded system to try to get anything through. And when you're trying to get a name through like Commanders, there's undoubtedly going to be some issues. And undoubtedly, with all the other trademarks that they vetted, they found issues. And this probably had some of the smaller issues that they could have identified. So I don't think that the team filed this trademark or the series of trademark applications, essentially, that got refused. I don't think they filed all these applications thinking that they're going to go through without a problem. And I think there was some anticipation there could be some bumps along the way. So I don't think that this is necessarily another example of sort of the Commanders fumbling a process or anything. It is sort of par for the course as to how hard it can be to get a trademark registered these days.
Does it make sense for them if they change ownership to go and try a new thing, or it would you think this is relatively easy for them to overcome?
Well, I don't know if I describe it as easy to overcome in the sense that, you know, if you kind of pull back the layers on any kind of legal issue, you could find there's more, you know, more concern than meets the eye. As far as does the new ownership come in and change name again because of this, I don't think that this would be the reason they would change name. I think if they change name, it's because they want a complete fresh start and a break from previous ownership.
Mm-hmm.
It's also very hard to go back through this process of changing name. It does, you know, it probably took the Commanders a little longer than it needed to, but it is still not easy to clear a name, to do all the work in their brand and everything else. So, you know, this could be an extremely small factor in that decision, or it could be one of the reasons cited by the new ownership in wanting to make it a different name. But I don't think I would highly doubt their legal counsel would come to them and look at this and say, hey, you have to change name because of what the USPTO said here. I think we're far from anything like that.
Okay.
We are talking with Josh Gerben, who's a trademark attorney, founder of Gerben IP. He is a trademark attorney expert. You've seen him on CNBC, CNN, ESPN. Give him a follow at Josh Gerben, G-E-R-B-E-N. And Josh, thanks again for making time for us. I don't know that you can, because you're a lawyer and you have to answer questions a certain way, I understand. A lot of fans, there was a groundswell of support among fans to name when they were renaming the Commanders to name them the Red Wolves. And
right.
At some point in their process, the team came out and said, we don't think we can do Red Wolves because we'll have trademark issues.
Correct.
One, do you believe that? And two, it appears they're having trademark issues with Commanders.
Right. Well, you know, it's tough because I will tell you, I mean, we as a firm have done a lot of due diligence for a lot of companies over the years on trademarks. And there can be something that you spot in doing all that diligence that does concern you enough that your advice is, hey, we really shouldn't do this because it could be a big problem. And so I don't have any reason to doubt the Commander's findings on Red Wolves. I will tell you that, you know, but I have no reason to believe it either, right? I mean, I think that it could it have been a reason they wanted to give the fan base just to move forward with something else. I mean, that's entirely possible. But I also, you know, again, I know the practicalities of having to clear these names, and especially just the stakes that were involved in renaming an NFL team are so high that they might have found something that just did not they could not tolerate from a risk threshold issue, as we would say. And yes, you're right. There are having issues with the Commander's trademark at this point. Again, you know, what I would say, though, is while the headline, I think, is super interesting, and I do think it's still interesting that these applications were refused and the team now is not going to own a trademark registration around its name for a long time. I mean, this issue is not going to be resolved in 2 months, right? This could literally go on a year or more before they even see the registrations at this point, given this refusal. So they have to operate without a trademark registration. They're going to have to work through these issues. But I think the issues are on the lower end of the scale as far as problems are concerned with the name. You know, and so if there was another party out there that would have had a really strong case against them in federal court, should they have used that Red Wolves name, and the other party maybe even told them that they would pursue that legal action, perhaps that's why they decided not to proceed. And I'm speculating there, but that would be one reason not to proceed. You know, with this name and the problems they're having, they're actually relatively minor on the scale of problems you can have with a trademark.
Right. So go ahead, B.
I'm just like the guy, he said that they can probably pay the people off or something. I think the guy, Mark, who took all the name, that was his plan from the beginning. How much is something like that worth?
It's actually pretty rare that you would want to pay anybody for a trademark right where you thought that the trademark application was filed for purely speculation purposes. But, you know, here we don't know what the driving forces would be. It's very hard to value these things. And I mean, obviously an NFL team might have more value than a company that is, you know, not as publicly known and is seeking to sort of buy out somebody to get their trademark registered. But that is a possibility. I mean, you can settle a case by essentially, you know, buying somebody out, and whatever the parties would find is a reasonable amount or, you know, that could be figured out. It is worth noting that Mr. McCauley did go out in the media, about a year ago or more, and said that, you know, he was willing to turn over a number of his trademark applications to the team that they needed them. So I think it'd be interesting to see if that offer still stands at this point.
Yeah, he did an interview with me on my podcast and now has me blocked on Twitter, so I can't really tell you what happened there. Regardless of Mr. McCauley, because I could understand an NFL organization not wanting to pay off an individual that has registered a bunch of claims.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.